This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 468 for Friday, July 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Friday, recovering from overnight declines as gains in outside markets provided support. Canola up $6 in the November contract at $855.10 per ton. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all higher on the day, helping pull canola up as well. Forecasts calling for hotter temperatures and only sporadic rainfall across the prairies contributed to the gains, although activity was choppy with many participants keeping to the sidelines for the time being. Weekly Canadian canola exports of just under 100,000 tons in the past week were roughly double what moved the previous week, but total exports during the crop year to date of just under 5 million tons remain well behind the 10.1 million tons moved through the same time last year. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Soybeans up 31 cents in the November contract at $13.96 per bushel, filling a gap in the charts. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales included net reductions of 160,000 tons of old crop business, while new crop sales came in at 240,000 tons. Extended forecasts call for hotter temperatures across the Midwest, with the varied rains bringing too much moisture to some areas and likely not enough to others. Updated USDA supply-demand estimates will be released next week, with pre-report positioning a feature. Corn, also finding some support from the hotter U.S. weather forecasts, up 24 cents in the September contract at $6.33 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales did see net reductions of 66,000 tons of old crop business, with new crop sales of 111,000 tons. Brazil's CONAB raised their estimate on the size of that country's corn crop to 115.7 million tons. That would be in line with the USDA's forecast. Wheat posted solid gains. Talk of possible Chinese demand was behind some of the strength, as recent weakness in wheat has likely brought in some bargain hunting from end users. Minneapolis up 56 cents in the September contract at $9.91 per bushel. Kansas City up 56 cents in September at $9.45¾. And Chicago wheat up 55 cents in September at $8.91½. Chart-based positioning ahead of the weekend was a feature on Ideas. Recent losses were overdone. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at 286,000 tons. That was at the lower end of expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, July 8th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.